page.
Rupture of Him Aleph Amar Aleph, the mission top of the page. We're still talking about these girls who were either raped or they were seduced. Ha'oimid, if a guy says, he comes forward, you know, witnesses, he just comes forward and says, Potisi es bitoy shaplaini, I want you to know that I seduced this young girl, Mishalim, he has to pay. Boishes of Pagama Biyatri. We learned before, the difference between Knas and Boishes Pagama is that Knas is something I don't owe you. The Torah levied this penalty upon me. And Boishes and Pagam is basically the damage I did to you, the shame that I brought upon you, and the stigma that
suffering,
the suffering is tsar, that's separate. By Mefuta, there's no tsar because you're willing. Stigma and the shame. So if I come forward.
No, it isn't.
The shame is that you're embarrassed at this nest. Stigma is that in the future people are not going to give you as much money as you value because they think that you're worth less. Your family's blacklisted or something. It's different. Now, that's mominous. So therefore, if I'm moida, I owe you the money. Of the aim of Shalom Knas, if I say the story, I don't have to pay the penalty because penalty, the law is only a bezin, Yashir and Elkim, only a bezin can levy penalties. If moida be knas potter. If you're moida, that your penalty, you're potter. Either because you cannot bring yourself to pay a penalty or because I was moida, that actually exempts me. So even, because Knas is not something I owe you. Knas is something the Torah says I have to pay you.
So
only for din bezin.
Yeah.
And I'm moides, I pay you the principal. And I don't pay you the penalties. Penalties, isn't, I don't owe you the penalty. Penalty is something the Abishter said I should pay. And it's not for you, it's for me to punish me. I shouldn't do it again. So if I admit it, so who's going to make me pay? And I tell you that Chareim learned two ways. Is it Pshad is because I can't make myself pay, or Pshad is because I admitted that actually exempts me. I'm a good man, if I can do tshuva, and therefore, what's the point of penalizing me if I already, the whole purpose of penalizing me is to make sure I don't do it again. If I came forward and I admitted it, it means I already learned my lesson. I won't do it again. There's a machleik is in the Gemara. If Moedim, if Achakach Bo Edim, what happens? If he was Moedim and the next day Edim come, does he have to pay or not? And the machleik is totally what I just told you. If the problem is I cannot mechayiv myself, I'm not a bezin. When the edim come, they're mechayiv me. But if the word is that when I was moided, that patters me, then the edim is nothing left to be mechayiv. Okay, what ha'imer ganav? Same principle now. Ha'imer ganav, I stole mishalim as a kenny. Got to pay the principal. But ala piatzme on his own admission. But ve'ein mishalim tashlumi kefu ve'tashlumi abach mishav. You don't pay the penalties because and he's sitting in the room. One more case. Hamish Shaydi es Ploini. My cow gored and killed somebody. Or Shaydi es Ploini, or killed somebody else's cow. Now, the thing is, when you kill somebody, you have to pay koifer. You have to pay like blood money, redemption money. Hareze Mishal Mal Atzmai. So you pay on your own. Now, why do you pay on your own? We'll see in a second. Hamish Shaydi Avdi Shaplani, because let's say it's money. But if my Shoy killed an Evid, what did we learn yesterday? An Evid is a fixed amount, you always pay 30 shloim. It's Knas. If it's a fixed amount, it's Knas. And Knas, Amish Alma Piyasu, you don't have to play it. Zerkal, this is the rule. Kol HaMishalim Yeser HaMashi, if you pay more, was even more later, maybe less also. If you don't pay exactly the amount, you pay a different sum altogether, it means you're not paying the value, it's some kind of payment. And Ain Mishalim Piyasu, you don't have to pay in your own commission. Dashi. I admit myself. Hey, Miss Shaydi, as Ploini, Vahareini, Chayev, Bekoifer, I'm Chayev, Koifer, Hareze, Mishalm, Alpiatma. Now, there's a big machlazing Gemara in Baba Kama and other places of Koifer is Kapora, Koifer is Mammon. What's the idea of paying Koifer? Like it's just blood money. Is it a form of Kapora? Or is it Poshet? Compensation. So Rashi wants to learn here because somebody holds kufra mamayna that kufra is money, and therefore if I admit it, I got to pay it. All the mafashim have a hard time with Rashi here because mine have committed if kufra is kapara, give him a faket. If kufra kapara is more reason that if he admits that he did it and he needs a kapara, then surely he should pay it. That's the whole idea of kapara. What does Rashi mean that it only works out with mammon? It goes to the relatives.
Yeah, but he would not have brought the dead one back.
No.
So therefore, would it have been a huge amount?
I don't have the value in the slave market. You know, yesterday, how you value things. What would a person pay for a person living? Anyway, so all kinds of answers. But bottom line is, everyone agrees that if Kaifer's Kapata, surely, not also, but surely, if he admits it, then you bring it. You admit it, bring Karbachatas. Whatever the Kapar is, you bring. In fact, Tosfos already says in a few places in Ksuvos, we didn't learn, but that when we say Kamar Rabbanei, but not by, for example, by Truma, because by Truma, it's Kapara, and where is the Kapara? There's no Kamar Rabbanei. I still need the Kapara. That's Tosfos in Pesachim in here. They're all knas. I feel even they're not worth a dinner. They're worth paying $30. When it's a fixed amount, it's only a knas. Why does he admit to Patisi? Why do you give the same case? He was major that he was ma'anis, that he pays all the different payments except the knas. Surely. Now, the interesting thing the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara says you have to take into consideration. I come over, could be I'm telling the truth, could be I'm not. If I'm not telling the truth and I say that I raped somebody or I was seduced somebody, you have to say a name. If I say I raped that girl really is okay, nobody's going to look down on her, it's not her fault. But if I say that I seduced her, so in other words, she became a willing accomplice, I just embarrassed her now. If you believe me, then she now is ruined. Because I mean that she was a terrible girl at the age of 10, 11, 12. So the question is, maybe we would have thought that Patisi, we're not going to believe him at all. Because what right do you have to go besmirch the name of an innocent girl here? That's what we would have thought. When Oinus, you're not really besmirching her name. You're saying that I did a terrible thing to her. What did she do wrong? She's a victim. Patisi is not a victim so much. Say the Gemara. Let me buy you come. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, loy me by a nasty, the loy kapog, loy not in any way, in besmirching her name. The mishalim baishes of pikama piatmai. So therefore, surely he should pay. Avol patisi the kapogim lo. I'm ruining her name. Ema loy mishal biatmai. Maybe you shouldn't take my money. If you take my money, people believe that the story is true. And what are those going to believe that she was involved? Kamash learned that no, we believe him as far as he's concerned, and we don't believe him as far as she is concerned. Rashi. Even though also she's a bit tainted also because she was raped, but it's not the same thing as when she was seduced. And actually, not everyone agrees to this. The likey high tana, not like the following tana. The tana we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudaim, Rabbi Shimon, av boishes of begam. If he says patisi, then not only he doesn't pay the knas, nor does he pay the boishes, nor does he pay begam. Einim shalma piyatsmi. Why? Loi kol heim that we do not believe him. Sheyiv gan bitter shaplani. Why should you ruin an innocent girl's name? We don't believe you. What happens? What happens? She says, yes, it's true. And give me my money. Because who gets the money if he has to pay? She does. So she says, yeah, this is true. Give me my money. What happens then? So she's Michael, the bad name. She wants the money. So then should we believe him and force it according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda? Should we believe him and force him to pay? Says it's not only ruining your name, also ruining your father's name. And therefore, we're not going to allow it. Freddie Mother, what about Nichlavu? What about the father says, yes, we believe it, we want the money. Other family members who get no benefit from this, cousins, you think they want to have a cousin who at the age of 10 years old, behaves this way? Freddie Mother, what about Nichlavu Bnei Mishpacha? What about the whole family? Doesn't mind. My. Yeah, they might have a cousin somewhere in Timbuktu that he wouldn't be happy to have a third cousin, a second cousin that has a terrible name being a promiscuous girl. So because of that, to protect the name of the family of that cousin, we're not going to let this girl get her money. Pretty amazing thing here. How choshev it is, the dignity of a family. You shouldn't have any bad names going around circulating. Pretty amazing.
So the family gains by the fact that businesses we don't believe in, therefore you paid less.
You paid nothing. Pay zero. Yeah. So meanwhile, the girl loses out because she needs the money. The father and the girl both are happy. They're desperate. Obviously, they need the money. They don't mind if the name is besmirched, but they need the money. That doesn't count. The name, Toiv, Shem, Hashem, and Toiv is so real that even, a cousin overseas is enough. That's why it's so important to have a good name. Amazing, yeah. But it's she's their member of their family. I just went to get a Chinese embassy. And one of the questions of the Chinese visa is, are any of your any members of your wider family have mental issues? What's the difference to them? That's what it is.
Because then it might be genetic, it might affect you,
you
know, whatever.
Me, they can see. I might marry a Chinese girl and have a child.
Yeah, whatever.
And that child might. So I'm saying, so family is important. Even for a visa, but I'm not getting married, it's important. Okay.
This is what it is, I concept of Moshe. I mean, this is you bring him into Mitzrayim, you've got enough tzolos, what do you bring
to Mitzrayim? Yeah, your own kid, yeah. Okay, weiter die Gemorre. Ha'oime genafti mishal mit keren. If he said he stole, have to pay the keren. Now, there's this, what's the name? That's Sipurin Aroim. It says one of the most reliable, safer of stories of all the Rabbeim. He's a chassid of the Sefer Tzedek. So he writes, an Alter Rebbe once overheard, I've had a very good hearing, once overheard two big Mishnagish of Gedolei Yisrael talking. They said, Alter Rebbe is an unbelievable gun. Zichem Magid was even a greater gun. But Bashamtev was an Amoritz. How in the world do these people follow the Bashamtev? That's here. I've never heard them talking.
He said the Alter Rebbe had good hearing.
Excellent hearing. This is a Kadainover. Anyway, so the Alter Rebbe walked over to them. And he said, I want to say your pulpul. He said a pulpul in this Gemara we're learning right now. Palganiska Knosser Palganiska Mamaina. He said the Palganiska Mamaina 3 hours. And they were standing there and they were holding the heads because these two guys, they couldn't control them. So Alter Rebbe says, this is only the opinion of Palganiska Knosser. You ready to hear the other sword of Palganiska Mamaina? He said, no, we can't take it anymore. He said, this is a pulpul that I heard from my Rebbe, Mr. Shemagi, that the Baal Shem Tov once said, and he said a pulpul every week. So, don't you dare say a word about the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, right. Eat what we learned. Palganiska. Chassidim used to bring why this is the only title that we know about Baal Shem Tov by Palganiska, half a nezik. What's the idea? That it's not a full nezik, it's only half a nezik. Anyway, because as long as you're talking about the Baal Shem Tov, even if it's not good or bad, as long as you're talking about the Rabbeim, it's really a good thing. So it's only a Palgan nezik. Palganiska half a nezik. Papa says Palganiska mamoina. Then let's say the din is like this: if an animal gores while I was walking with his feet, trampling on things or with the teeth, you pay full amount always, even the first time. Move it right away. Shen v'regel. When it comes to keren means gores, which is behavior not in a normal way. Walking is normal. Eating while it walks is normal. But the gore is not a normal way. And if you gore in a normal way, it's called keren. And the first 3 times or 2 times, you pay only chatzi nezik. And the third or fourth time, you pay nezik shalom. You pay the full amount. So this half a nezik, what's pshat? Is the pshat really you owe nothing? Because it's not your fault, like an accident. You owe nothing. But the tater levied a knas, so you'd be more careful with the animal. Is that the word? So half a nezik is only knas. Or the pshat, no, really you owe the full amount. The tater had rachmanis in you because you weren't really that prepared. We'll reduce it to half. But really, it's, whatever you're paying is moment, compensation. It's your mazik. So that's the question. Palganis, palganis, really it's money. But the tater rachmanis. Says you owe nothing, but the tater decided to levy. And Gemara explains that Papa Palganiska Mamaina Ksavit. He holds Tam Shvarim Lav Becheska Shimer Kaima Shvarim. You can never say you never knew your animal would do this. No animal is domesticated, is domiciled. An animal could be very wild. You have to always be prepared. Uvedinu, rightfully the Mishalim Kula. You got to pay the full amount. The cow wasn't born yet, so therefore it's Rachmanis, and you just weren't up to it. So they said, you know what? Pay only half. But whatever you're paying is compensation, a reduced form of compensation. However, that's a papa. Paying half a nezik is a penalty. Because somebody holds, Stam Shvarim, Becheska Shimakim, Stam Shvarim are behaved. Uvedinu, the Lelisham Kal, not for anything. Rachmanu the concept, the Tater counsel you. Why? Kehecha the Nintilatur. In the future, you should watch. And the rest of the Gemara, we're going to bring Rais here and there. Rashi. So the main Gemara is in Babakama. Rashi, Palgo Niska, Shechaiva, Tater Shertam, you have to pay. Memoina, Mishal, Piatzmai, Labacheska Shimakim. Im lo yish bruna bailim, the bailim wouldn't guard it. Shalai yizik yishun damage. Ain't a mechetz kiz mishtar malayim. You can't automatically assume they'll behave. Shalai yaziku ela mazikin. The mazik afil nizkid la vurchim when there's not common. Hilcha kum morayu ramye. Therefore, it relies on the balabas, lit nitsunina to guard them. Vizesh lo yisham rubu bedinu lo yisham kulan. This that you person didn't guard it, you should really pay all of it. El rachmona chosol teda rachmonis. Amiyu mashem shalom bedin mishalom. Whatever you're paying rightfully. Ki hechad in interest. She yisif shmina shmonis. Be more careful. Be more vaited. Just a classical question that all the mafreshim ask on this whole union is, why don't we have to use the concept on what's the whole idea of paying half a nezek on keren when we have a rule that says chilase b'pshia v'seifa b'oynis? If you started out you were negligent, at the end an accident happened, we paskin like rabba that you're chayiv. Every animal is chilase b'pshia if you didn't, because it can go eat shen or regel. If it was done shen or regel, it'd pay the full amount. It turned out to be that instead of damaging Shem Regal, it damaged with the Keren. So it's Chilasa B'Pshia, you weren't that careful. The Seifa B'Oinus, and it turned out to be it was an Oinus, it was Keren. We're saying now it's an Oinus. So why don't you pay the full amount? So some want to say it's only a din and shame room, this whole idea, but it's not so, because it's in other modes, other places. So this is a question everybody asks. But the simple thing is, the answer is, there was never a Pshia for Keren. You were a Pshia for Shem Regal, but was never a Pshia for Keren. And because there was never a pshia for keren, the modicum of shmir that you did was enough to make sure they don't do shen v'regel. They're not going to do any shen v'regel because you're watching them. But you weren't watching for keren. So it was never a pshia for shen v'regel. Therefore, it's not called chelos pshia. And that's the question. How do you define chelos pshia? Anyway, I think more. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, it says in Baba Kama, Hanizik v'hamazik b'shlumin. The nizik also contributes towards the tashlumin. What do you mean? How does nizik contribute to the tashlumin? Because he gets paid half. What happens to the other half? He loses out. So he's like, I think he's contributing. Now, b'shlumin the malukin is going to pay. If you lose my mom and my animals worth $100, I'm only getting paid 50. So the other 50, I lost out. So I'm contributing to the payment. I understand what it says. Is hainu d'shayit nizik b'shlumin? I understand what it's saying. Nizik is contributing to the tashlumin. Alaman the malukin is going to pay. If you tell me, can I which mean really you owe me nothing? I get zero. And you're paying me, whatever you're paying me is extra, is a bonus. So how am I contributing in the payment? Hashta the lavdi day kashokul bit shlumin yisay. But the $50 you're giving me, I'm not entitled to. It's only the whole thing's a knas. So where am I adding to this? How am I contributing towards the payment? Well, no kasha. Loi no. Nitzchei no miyifor. The Gemara said, if you're basing what became el pchas nevela. The din is that you can give me back the hide. The nizik, the mazik, can give back the carcass to the animal and then pays up the difference. Let's say the animal is $100, the carcass is worth $20. I have to pay you $50, so I pay you $30 between the carcass and the half. But what happens if the carcass devalues from the time when the damage happened to the time Hamada's bedin? So the carcass is worth $20, but now it starts really smelling. By the time we get to the dintada, it's not worth $10. How much can the mazik say that the carcass is worth? So we paskin that as soon as the animal died, the carcass became the nizik's. And even though now devalued, it's in the shus of the nizik it devalued. So that's a nizik contribution. From 20 to 10, it's his contribution. Shab melamit. Pchas nevela. Yeah, that's it. It's retroactive. No, he was kindness. As if he never left the shoes. It's like he never left the shoes. Whose animal was it before the damage? It was a nizik. So nothing happened, nothing changed. Rashi. Not the half of my even within the half. The koni le'achmona mafsid kopchasi loses or the devaluation. She pochsin nevela medemer that the devaluation b'shas misa chasam on a different time. He died till he went to court. She shom minas nevela kama yofa. She bechayev what was the worth when it was alive? Kama yis nevela yofa b'shas misa. What was the carcass worth when it died? Umishal machasi paid that half of a masha who's lo the main nevela b'shas misa chas b'chida ein amazim mishal klum that devaluation from the time of death till the time of payment b'oyis pchas and that. Evaluation, that's totally the nizik. Or what become the album occurred in Psuki, Mashmin and Haitana, the Chasabel Nizik habits in the nizik. Freddy Gimara, it's a fashion mission, Freddy Gimara, one need two missions, tell me the same thing. Freddy Gimara, Chasabel, the name we learned Tashlumi Nezik, that he says Tashlumi Nezik, that he has to pay the Nezik, and it sounds like the nizik also pays, Melamich, Abailim, Metapum, Minavail, it's his problem. He has to take the carcass, he has to sell it, and he has to turn it, convert it into money. So what do you need two bishop? And you chode b'tam, chode b'mu'ed. We need one by a tam, and you need one by mu'ed. Tell you, in both cases, the bailim take care of the carcass. It's sricha. If only new tam, mishum dakati lo yaye. Look, comes the tam, the animal is not a mu'ed yet. So therefore, we say, that you cannot learn, what do you call it? You cannot learn a mazik from it. But when it comes to mu'ed that he was warned, maybe that we don't say that. That the mazik should benefit. In the case of the tam, okay, Rachmanus and the mazik, he wasn't aware, so we said to the mazik, "We'll be easy with you. The carcass has value; you don't have to worry about that. Pay the difference." But in the case of the mu'ed, which means you knew your animal was a wild animal, you didn't take care of it, pay the full amount, including and ignore the carcass. It's your problem. Why should he have to go? You take the carcass and you sell it and turn the money. That's why we need to tell you Mahmud. Yes, we need to go Mishalom Kula over there. Maybe have Rachmanas, since he's paying the full amount, have Rachmanas in him. Okay, the carcass, you don't have to pay. Abel Tam, you're only paying half anyway. Maybe pay a full half. Emeloy, Tzichel, if you need both. Okay, Toshmam. You don't have time to go to Toshmam, come here. Ma Ben Tam Lemuid. It says, what is the difference in the Mishnah? What's the difference in the Tam and the Muid? Hatam Mishalim Chatzi Nezik Megufa. A tam, we had this in the long Rashi of Mishpatim. A tam pays half a nezik and from its own value. In other words, let's say the animal, the gored an animal worth $500, but the mazik's animal is worth $100. So you have to pay $250, right? Because that's what the damage that you caused, which is half of a full animal. But your own animal is worth $100. So you don't never pay more than what your animal's worth. Migufay. So you only pay $100. $100 is far less than half. That's the din. So tam mishalim chatz nezik migufay. You never pay more than its own value. Or move it, we don't care.
So then if you just look at this, then you can really say that there should have been a total of two for a town. And if we make a nominal amount, as we do based on the value of the one who's...
No, but we dash of v'chitza is kasper. I mean, a long Rashi there, Rashi explained that this positive amount with both animals were the same value, so therefore v'chitza is kasper. Yeah, moment things change, yeah, then like this.
Then it does impact on machlok between based on this.
But whichever way you learn, you still do. The Tadis says that it has to be megufa. Either because the Tadis has achmanus, we reduce him as well. Why should he pay more than the value of an animal? Als achmanus. Or as knas, it's a chid, you know, that's how
Tedder... Really,
yeah, but a knas, there's no rules of knas. You can't ask any questions on knas. That's what the Eibush has decided. Umu'ed misham nezik shalom minho aliyah. Mu'ed paid full amount from the best of his properties. Now, the Mishnah is trying to what? Highlight the differences between Tam Mu'ed. Why don't you make another difference? But like Tanya, why don't you like this? If Tam is a knas, what did we just learn in our Mishnah? By knas, Mu'ed by knas, you have to pay. So if he's Mu'ed my animal gourd, and Chatzin Ezek, if it's a knas, you don't pay. If it's a mammon, you do have to pay. That's another difference. Why did I say that difference? It's clear that even Chatzin Ezek is Mammoner. But like Tanya, said Tam ain't a Misham up Piyatzman, Misham Piyatzman. Isn't that a raya? That what? Chatzin Ezek is a minor. And for the Gemara, no. Ton of a shayah. You know, the Mishnah didn't bother delineating every single difference in Tam Mu'ed. For the Gemara, my shayah, high shayah. What else did it leave out? The Gemara, shayah, chatzin kofer. It left out half a kofer. You have the full kofer to pay. That l'chayda. If your animal kills a person, you got to pay kofer. What about if your animal was a tam and killed a person? Should you pay a half a kofer? And the din is you don't pay. A half a kofer, nothing. So therefore, that could have been another difference in this Mishnah here. It could have said, another chil tam mu'ed is a mu'ed pays kofer, and a tam pays zero kofer. Rashi at the bottom. Shaya chatzi kofer, lo yishana kol achiluk yishabein, not all of them are mentioned. So the af, yes, chiluk zebein, another difference. Shai mu'ed shahem is the other mishalom kofer shom. You pay full compensation. The tam shahem is, afil chatzi kofer gedim mazik, ele mishalom. Chzi ba'la shay noki, vidashin noki bichatzi kofer. So it doesn't mention that. Says Gemara, that's not a shiur. Chatzi kofer lav shiur. Why? Hamani lav shiur. Maybe this Mishnah follows Yisagluli. The Amor says that tam mishalom chatzi kofer. Maybe this Mishnah follows Yisagluli that says that a tam pays half a kofer. Therefore, there is no difference in tam and mu'ed. Tam everything is half and mu'ed is full. In other words, so therefore, why doesn't it mention the mu'ed beknas? You are potter. Why does it mention a difference? Is l'chayra da'i that problem is gemayne? But really, it's not a strong idea because I can say the Mishnah is not a Rishaglu. Who told you it was a Gluli? Maybe it's not the Rishaglu. The Mishnah is Shai, Taki, you're right. Could have said Kenosa. It could have been Moida. But it's my, so there's no Raya either way from here, basically. Even though Taisa seems to learn Raya for other way, but there's no Raya either way. Rashi. What does he do about the Noki? Lidrosha acharite for another drosha altogether. If they, let's say there was a calf inside the cow that you killed, imnogach or isha, if you a woman the yotzi them, whether by that you don't have to pay the mevulodes. Hichal lo have a little flugi benayi bekayfer. If it's nothing to do with kayfer, v'chi tema have a little flugi the high polgav high kula. I lechayda, even chatzi kayfer and full kayfer is also a difference. No, but that's already included. Vahayi, ahi bechal reishi diktani. Tam esham chatzi nezim nesham etam zikin vuhadin lekayfer, no difference. Okay, so we still want to bring an ayin cross on the mind. Toshma, come in another ayin. It's another mission of Baba Kama. Hey, mis shayri es pliny. My shay killed that person or that cousin person. Oh, like our mission right here. You pay because it's mammon. Isn't that clear? That if we're talking about a tam chatzin nezik, you pay shayda shaplain is chatzin nezik, and you get your moed, you have to pay. My lab betam. If we're talking about no, b'muud. Who told you to have to muud? Freddy Gemara said, "But what? Avol betam." So what would it then be by tam that if your moed you take a potter? My ainah mishalm al piatzma, you have to pay. So what? So in other words, you could have made a difference in mood and time, but a mood you pay for mood and time you don't. So Aditoni say, for why does the end of the Mishnah say, Avdei shall pliny? If I say I gored this guy's eved, you don't pay, because I can ask, why introduce eved? Talk about the cow. Sometimes you pay when you're murdered, sometimes you're not. If it's a mood, you pay. If it's a time, you don't. Why introduce an eved, a whole new variable here? When I'm talking about eved. The Mishnah is trying to say within Mu'ud itself, we have differences. Sometimes you pay when you're Mu'ud, but by an Eved you don't pay. And why is a Tam any bigger Chiddush than talking about an Eved? Rashi, my lab betam, second arrow line. Imishum diktani by Hamish Shaded, plainly the Chivik Kaiv, Tam, Labba Kaiv, Haman, Rizagli. Adatoni Avdish applying the Ashker Potter Apiata Elabeva ever, Niflabedida, Beben Chayden, Ubebehem, and Nami Avamot, the Shinu Yachiluk, the Chem Chiluk, the Mister Dikud, the Michal Beyon Pay, the Medram, the Michal Beyatsa Mood, Kulmogamide, even Mood, also Shmin, the Av who yes by Chilukhila, Dikabe, Midid, the Michal Beyatsa, you don't pay. My name, the Gikas Ever, the Avitonikid Amid, like you said, Havishovic Nami Lurke, the Rasha, I'd even Mood, the safer Nisha Tam. Umali said, therefore, what's the big deal? Why is it better? Changing Mu'ud to Tam is not much different than changing within Mu'ud itself, changing cow to Eved. So we decided to make the contrast between Shoyd and Eved rather than Mu'ud and Tam. What's the difference the Tanah leaves behind the normal way? And Mali Shofke B'mazik, same thing. This is the rule. Call Hamishalim Yeser Amash. Is if you pay more than what you damage, what's that extra amount you're paying? Can't be mammon. Why am I paying you more? Ain't the Mishalim Biatzma, because that's Knas. A Knas you don't pay. Is Mashma Lachayda only if you're paying more? Ha Poch is a Mash. Is if you're paying Chatzin Nezik, which means I damage $100. I don't have to pay $50. Lachayda, it sounds like it's mammon. That's what it sounds like. Mishalim Al Biatzma, if you're moody, you have to pay. Your dig is wrong. Don't dash in her pochas and mash his if you're paying less than the amount you damage. It's knas. The only time you pay if you're moide is if it's exactly the amount that you cause damage. But if any deviation, I don't care, below or above, I will pochas. But if it's below or above, it's a knas. It's a knas, you have to pay. So at least they said then the wording of the Mishnah should have been more accurate. Should have said Zaklal, Ko she'eino mishalom kamar shehizik. If you don't pay the exact amount, the accurate amount, that you cause damage, then mishalom, you don't have to pay al piatzma, it's knas. Instead of saying above, say if you're not paying the exact amount, that's knas. No chiluk, which way you go? The mashma pachas umashmes. This way include both. To Yufta, good question. So the Chayda, we want to bring it out to me that what? The Palganiska is Mamayna. Rashi, yes, Ramashi, he's the Kigain, the Gichas, Ever and Ever, the Chain, Oinus, and Mefata, Umayti, Shemra, Vetashlu, Mekay, Rebel, 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 more. Hop, Pach, is Mashi, he's going to Chati Nezek, the Tam, Hokasin, Lisa, Kosh, and Mishal, Kamosh, he's going to Mishal, Pia, pay. So Gemara goes weiter. So we clearly now brought a very strong Raya, the Palganiska Mamayna. If you're Maida, you're a Chay. Gemara concludes the hilcha palgeri knosa. Freddy Gemara to yufta the hilcha. Don't understand. We just logged it up, and now you tell me that's the halacha. What's the in yeah? Because the truth matter, you're happy with upshlag. We don't think it's an upshlag. Time and my taisa. What was your whole problem? Why did you slug it up? Why did you repudiate it? Mishum the legtani because doesn't use the words kamasha hizi. It should have said instead of saying only more. It should have said if it's not exactly the amount that the damage. Then it's a knas. We couldn't have said that. Lepsikula, it's not unequivocal. because there are certain occasions that if it's taka less, it's a what do you call it? It's a knas, not moment. Really, I can say palganis kem a minor, but sometimes palganis kes knasa, and because sometimes the knas, not in our case. You're right. Really, palganis kes knasa. Or if you're mighty, you're potter. And why don't we say that in the Mishnah? Because sometimes there's a halacha majusina in certain cases where palganiska is actually mammon, and if you're mighty there, you would have to pay. So the Mishnah couldn't say unequivocally if you don't pay the exact amount, because it's not true. So this way he says more, and that's always true. Whenever you pay more, it's always a knas, and you not have to pay. What's the case of paying less and when it's actually mammon? Kivan di gechatin as it's if an animal's walking and pebbles fly from its feet and it causes damage. Flying from its feet. Not that animal crushes something which is regal, but things, the pebbles go and fly and they get cause damage. The thing is that the halach, you see, now you only pay half a nezek, chazi nezek tzoreide, but that's mamans. It's mamash regal, it's not kedem, it's a regal. The hilchus, like, middle of the mamainu is maman, and if you're mighty, you pay, mishmach, elektani. That's why the Mishnah couldn't have made this unequivocal rule and say that if you don't pay the exact amount, it's not true. Dashi. The hilchus of pagan knosa, the hoyu, the chol chazi nezek, ein el benizke. The lab urche, since it's not coming, lab al mori have it amil mintrid, but he didn't have to guard it, el knosu is a knas. Kehech loisib in the next time, be more careful. Time my teacher called him to give to my, he was a kasher, so like Tony Kosher, and I'm going to be out, so 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 I'm going to be you pay, the mahalech is an animal walking, the hitiz of tzereid is metach and agle, and pebbles are flying everywhere under, from underneath his feet. The Ezekiel goes down, the Mishalem is Baba Kama, the Mishalem is Chatzin Nezik, pay half a Nezik, Ubahu Chatzin Nezik, Kaimel, Baba Kama, the Hilchus, the Gemidala, Messina, from Sinai, Shutulda, Tatulda, Sharegel. Upatuda bishus are potted because the chiluk between one of the chilukim between shen regel and keren is shen regel is much stricter. You pay the nezik shalom the first time. On the other hand, shen regel is potted in shus rabim ki yurchiluk. That's a normal way of walking. When is shen regel chayv only in the shus hanizik, or shus nizik vehamazik, but not in the shus rabim. Keren you chayv everywhere. So therefore, there's a kula and a chumra there. Ki regel venizke regel lav knasin and the nizok regel is not a knas. Ela mamayne is mamen shadi muedes mitchilasa from the beginning. You know that's how your animal behaves. The gabit sreidis udeikur achmana only by pebble the tail was lenient. We came with the mainu mishal ma piatsa. This is it's classified as money. You got to pay. Shem hakel psikulei the mister koshen mishal moshizik zahik high his case. So what did we finally rule? That palganisa kenosa bahashta the amen. Now you tell me that palganisa kenosa high kalba this dog the ochel imri that ate sheep or shunra cat the ochel tanigayli rave ate large roosters, which is not normal for a dog to eat sheep. Dogs eat cats. It's not normal for a cat to eat a large rooster. Mishunu didn't behave normally, so this falls under keren, not under shen, and because it's keren, it's a knas. And the light, and we just said a chatzi that tam is a knas. Chatzi nezik. Therefore, we're like magbin in a bubble. We know that you ain't magbin knasas, ain't going across a bubble because bezin doesn't the smicha is not in bubble. Avol zutre, but let's say if a cat eats a small rooster, urchayu, it's normal. So if it doesn't fall on the cat and fall on the shen is mammon, you're paying the money. That's what the damage it caused. Umag binan, and we do collect that in a bubble. Rashi, the ochel imre shechonak toloyim chayim. First he strangled them, and then the ochel may eat them. A dog. Mishunu ain't darka because that's normal. The whole nezik mishunu bebehema any nezik which is not normal. Have it tulled the keren falls on the keren and tama and this is the keren that the first three times is something you weren't prepared for. Sha'af he mishunu just like a tam. What's a keren tam? You're not. It's different. She ain't darka because animals generally don't go goring. The chati nezik who the mishal apparently half a nezik. V'kiven the kenosu who since as we just said before is a knas. Loi magbina le bedayoni bubble. Bubble can't collect it. Why not? She ain't sham smicha biskenim. There's no smicha in bubbles. That is well. Loi mikru mumchim. They're not called mumchim. The gabi krasi the shulakim. The kim we learn more than head and means mumchim. But if it's a small rooster. No, it has to be in Israel. We'll see when we get to Baba Kama and Sanhedrin. It's the end of the first page of Baba Kama. Beautiful long rush on this whole Gemara here. We'll talk about it when we get there. So therefore, if it's common, then if it eats a small rooster, it's normal. It falls on the shen. You pay full amount. That you cook like a bubble. But the Gemara says, you don't collect knas and bubble. Not the pshat that you don't owe me. The Yishalmi says that you still owe lots of the shemayim, you still have to pay the knas. We just can't take it away from you. So therefore, says the Al Gemara here, if the nizik goes to the mazik's house and grabs whatever the value is equal to half, then he's allowed to keep it because then you owe it to me. Just Bezin can't mandate it. Rashi. We talk as nizik mamayna the mazik gabi knosa the chatzin is kehaven as it ain't totally tzikli fanenu. It doesn't have to go wrong to us. Lo mafkinim menei the gabi palgnis kiu. Talk about gabi palgnis kiu. Talk about half a nizik he can keep it. Now Tesis has a very fascinating Tesis. All achreim have alichas. Tesis comes to the svara. You're only allowed to take the exact value of the nezik. If you take more than the value of the nezik, you know, I'll do that. Because otherwise, people go in, steal all the contents of a mazik's house, and go bankrupt. But the problem is, says Tesis, whatever you took more than the value of the nezik, so now we have to sit and judge how much you have to give back. Aren't we now judging Knossos? Because we're saying, but you're entitled to this. So Tesis wants to say, maybe, if, let's say I'm entitled to $50. I took $60 worth of scheda. Maybe I got to give it all back. Because once the guy has the right to go to Bezin and say, hey, he took more than the $50, Bezin has to adjudicate. What's Bezin going to say? $50 you're allowed to keep? That means Bezin is paskening about the nekrosis. And you can't do that. So this word of taste is that Bezin has to look at the $60. Maybe Bezin, let's separate two cases. There's the case of the $50 that the Mazik owes. That's one case. Another case, that over and above that. Bezin is demanding the money over and above that. Have everybody take it back. It's a ganef. And the $50 is a separate case. Bezin won't listen to it. We're not going to get involved. But the way Tesis bunches it all together, it becomes one case. And for one case, there's a problem here. Very interesting book. Okay. Let's finish the Gemara here. What about if the guy said the Omer? Equally, let's go to Yisrael. Because they're Paske. Mekavin Lee has every right to demand it. If the Mazik refuses to go, Misham Tinle, we put him in Chedim. And Benkach, Misham Tinle. Anyway, we put him in Chedim. Why? Because he owns a wild animal. The Omer, Amnin Lee, Salik Hezekecho. We say, remove the Hezek from your house. Med Rab Nassen, Beisher Rab Nassen. The Tanya, we learn, I'm not saying, and actually, you don't have a wild dog in your house. Well, yeah, I mean, soon we'll have a dangerous ladder. So, also, when you show us the kindness, this is the reason why you don't have dogs in the house. Because it says in the Gemara, even if you scare somebody, that's right, he said, wow. Let's do the Mishnah. Hadachel Nidus. Nidus and his patata, a girl that was seduced. Boishta upagama uknasa shalavia. So, we learned before already that not only her boishas, but also her pagam. Also the knas, everything goes to the father. We had it yesterday. How do we learn that out? And the tzar as well, betfusa. And tzar as well goes to who? To the father. Gets grabbed by the father. What about amda bedin? They went to a din teirah. Actually mess up. Okay, the father was alive. They went to din teirah. The teirah paskin goes to the father. Then the father dies before the guy paid. Who gets the money now? Because the father, Mesa, or the father dies, it does not go to the daughter. Because once the Bezin pass goes to the father, it's now part of the state, the Yerusha. You look at the Din of Yerusha, the girl doesn't yashin when the boys are there. The siblings get it. What about Loi? He speak a lama b'din. Let's say she was seduced, but they didn't go to Din Teda and the father died first. So when they got to the Din Teda, there was no father. Then the girl gets the money. Ad she mess up, she gets the money. What about the b'din? What about they went to Din Teda? And the Bezin Paskin, actually bugged her before she became an adult, had a hein shalov, it goes to the father. Mesa of the father dies, it's a Yerusha, part of the state, had a hein shalachin. What about lo yispik alam b'din? But the time, so no, the din taita is the time we fixed the chayv. What happened? Didn't have a chance to go to din taita. Ad shebogla, she became an adult. Even though the maisa happened when she was an ida, became adult when became din taita. Had a hein shal atzma. Then they go to her. Now Shimon says, "Im lo yispik alig boiz atzma." Oh, didn't have a chance to collect until the father died. Look at collection of shal atzma. We look at the collection time. Maisa yadeh, her earnings, the other thing she finds, afa pishal gavsa, even though she didn't collect it yet, for example, wages. She worked while the father was alive, but she didn't collect it yet. Then harei hein shel achim, and they go to the father, because as soon as the wages and the earnings are chayiv, it belongs to the father. This is a quick Rashi. Nidish is batzar betfus, batzar nami lovi banusa, batzar goes to the father by a rape. There's no tzar by mefuta, only by anusa. There's a knas. Knas is not something you pass on to, it's not part of an estate. But mammon is. You cannot pass on the rights where he has in his daughter the Yalef lo mikra, learn from a pasuk. After Bezin already decided that he owed the money, we don't care. Once Bezin paskened, it belongs to the father's estate. And the father owns it. Even though they went in the Torah, it doesn't belong to the father, gives the children. He argues with the whole premise. He said, even though Bezin Paskin, if they didn't pay yet, it does not belong to the father yet. And the father died, it goes to the girl rather than the sibling. It's not part of the, it does not form part of the estate. But the Gemara Yalla time, what his reason is. Because normally we say, once Bezin Paskin, it's as if, you know, as if it happened already. Masi Yadesh, also Bechayev, in the life of father, Afa Bishalot Gofs against Schar Pula, her wages. As soon as the wages were chayiv, it belongs to the father. Knas is not a chayiv until the bezin actually levies it. That's why moedim beknas potter, because who's going to be chayiv? The yidu, and they should warn him. He moedim mifti, because he can always be moedim. Since he could be moedim, therefore we don't know there's a chayiv. It hasn't been quantified yet until the bezin actually passes. Who are you going to collect? Okay, we'll stop here.